That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. If you call me and you give me an attitude.
Yo, you call me.
And you're a telemarketer. And it's like my fault you're calling me. Right. That's all I need to know about you. I had a telemarketer call, and I've been lately trying to answer because I keep blocking the numbers because I've decided that just not answering isn't doing anything.
So wait a minute. So you think that if you have a conversation with each one and nicely ask them not to call again, that'll actually work?
I say, please remove me from your list.
No, that doesn't work.
And then I block it from my cell phone.
It's like a roller coaster of emotion, though, how we try and deal with robocalls. Right. So you had a conversation.
So I say, hello. Mm-hmm. And they say, please confirm. And they say that this is Anna Zapp. I go, what? Who are you?
Yeah.
And she's like, confirm your name and address. Right. I go,
that's not the way it's going to work.
No. Yes.
Right.
And then she's like, just your address and your social security number. I go, I'm not giving you that.
Right.
And then she gave me an attitude. She's like, well, then I don't think we can continue on this conversation.
You were like, thank God.
But she was so, like, the attitude in her voice. I'm like, you called me,
and
crazy
asked me for
lady.
My social security number.
And like, mad that you didn't get it.
Right.
Right.
I get it. You're upset that people don't want to talk to you. But, like, hey.
Maybe it's
find another job.
It's a rough lot in life to be a telemarketer. Let's face it.
I know.
All right? But they're out there, they're hiring, and people are taking those jobs. So it's on you if you take one of those jobs.
But don't
get
mad at me because I'm not going to give you my social security and my address off the bat. That's all I need to know about you.
If you stop at the car, you know how you got the line at the light, right? If you stop three car lengths in front of that line, that's all I need to know about you. Now, of course, you can't go over the line because there could be a crosswalk. There's people out there. But if you're one of those weirdos that stopped like 2-3 car lengths before the line, I can't deal with you. All right? Now the cars are halfway up the ramp here to the highway, and you just wake up and realize you had a green when there's 2 seconds left. You're a terrible person.
Right.
I don't know who you are, but your life, it's a sham.
And it's always somebody that's either looking at the road like, wow, this is a beautiful road, or they're looking at their phone.
Right.
I'm about to say, they're definitely on their phone.
Listen, you're really not being all that much safe if you're three car lengths before it, because you're just going to race off at the last minute and somebody else is going to try and chase you through that light.
That's all I need to know about you,
right.
Producer Christian.
If you fake a coughing attack to get away from a door-to-door salesman, that's all I need to know about you. And I did that.
I mean, that's a heady play.
I absolutely did that yesterday. He was selling vacuums. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I wanted to go inside my apartment and take a nap.
People still sell vacuums door to door?
Yes.
They sell all sorts of stuff. Magazines or you know, they're just solicitors. And it doesn't matter how large your sign is that says no solicitors. They just keep coming up. I honestly try and be very nice and tolerant. But I'll let you get through three sentences. And I'm like, nope, not interested. Slam the door right in your face. Because the dogs are going insane. It's just a combined event. Nobody wants to talk to you. I'm sorry. I'm sure you're a nice person.
Hey.
And sometimes I tell them that. I say, I seriously say.
You have a heart to heart?
I hope you're a nice. No. The heart to heart is two sentences. I say, I'm sure you're a nice person. Best of luck today. Boom. Close the door.
Wow.
And don't come back here.
Yeah.
Do not come back here.
You want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Who's the biggest jerk in your life? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven, Star 99.9. What is happening?
I'll tell you right now. Listen, you know that I can be abrasive at times, but overall, when I meet people or whatever, I'm welcoming. I'm a nice person, all right?
Okay.
I seem to be pretty friendly.
I'll agree with that.
In the neighborhood, you know, you're going to have neighbors that you like, and you're going to have other neighbors that you're not really going to have interaction with. But when you drive down the street and you see the same cars and the same people every single day, what's the natural reaction? You wave, right?
Right.
I have one of these streets. I mean, I live on a dead end, too. It's a cul-de-sac, so especially it's a community-type feeling. There's this one guy, though. Every time I wave, and if he's out walking his dog, I drive like 15 miles per hour, and I'm on the other side of the street. I could not be more courteous, and he just will not wave to me, no matter what. Dude, I see you looking at me. I see you see me, and then you look out the other side of your eyes. And it not only is it when I'm driving by the guy on the road, but it's when he's walking by my house and I'm working in the front yard or on the car or something like that. And he's got his dog and I'll give the head nod or a hello. You better say something, man.
He doesn't say anything?
Nothing.
Not even an acknowledgement of your existence?
Nothing. He says.
Interesting.
No, he like looks at me and walks. Like, it's not like he stops. Like, he'll look in your direction, but you can hear me. I know you can hear me.
It's interesting.
I know you can hear me, sir. You wear those earmuffs when you are out working on your yard. So clearly you're concerned with your hearing so you can hear things.
I Maybe he's not into that over polite.
A wave.
Well,
I've probably seen him wave at other people too. If I really thought about it.
Well, maybe he just doesn't like you. Did you think about that?
You know what? Again, he doesn't even know me. We're neighbors. This is part of the deal. You live in the neighborhood. All right. You're just a big jerk, sir.
Have you done anything to wrong him?
No. Like what? Like a smite upon his family 100 years ago?
I don't know.
This is modern times, man. What do you do to wrong somebody if you don't know them? You don't do anything to wrong them.
You didn't insult his dog?
No.
Some people, though, they're just not like that.
No.
They're not into cordial things. They're just jerks, yeah, I guess.
I think this person is cordial with other individuals and not me. He's clearly the biggest jerk that I'm encountering in my neighborhood. Mm. I mean, I got other neighbors that they'll wave. I know you don't like me, but you'll wave.
Producer Christian, is there a jerk in your life that's just a jerk?
Yeah, actually, there is. The guy at the gas station that I always go to, because we have a gas station right outside of our apartment complex. So
gas. It's where you get the gas.
Normally, that's where they sell it.
That's where people go to get it.
I was going to say it's like 5 seconds away, so it's the most convenient.
But, oh, so you go there a lot is what you're saying.
Yes. Right, okay. And I always pay in cash because you obviously pay less every single time. Hey, man, how you doing? Fine. Okay. Things going well? Yes.
Well, you're trying to, like, strike up a conversation with you guys BFF. That's a little bit different than just a hello.
That's what I want to do. That's what I want to have a connection with this guy just in case, like, something comes up where he's like, hey, man, like, I got this.
What's going to come up?
Free shipment of gas.
I mean, wait a minute. Right. Like what is going to – you think he's selling sofas that fell off the truck out of the back of the place? Like, I'm confused.
I noticed you were really into buying this specific kind of candy.
Right.
I got a shipment in the back.
What?
You were so nice to me.
Dude,
I'll hook you up.
Monster drink doesn't go on sale, all right?
I
know what you kids drink now. Nowadays, all right,
I want a guy on the inside. But,
that guy is working at the gas station, taking his life in his hands, trying to work overnights. Come on.
He's like, I just landed 2 extra tickets to Taylor Swift. Would you like to come with me?
Let's go.
Like, this guy's going to clue you in all of a sudden.
I got to say, and this sounds awful to say it, but I say it like tongue in cheek. The biggest jerk right now is my baby Dakota.
Right.
I mean, she's just this beautiful little princess, but like, you look at her and I'm like, say mama, she's 10 months old. And she looks at me dead in the face with a little smirk on her face.
And calls the dog.
She goes, Lila, Lila. That's the dog. Or every once in a while, I'd be like, who do you love? Da-da.
But if somebody doesn't understand everything you're saying, can they really qualify as a jerk, all right?
I think she understands.
She can still hide behind that at that moment is what I'm saying.
I just hope she has my sixth sense of humor. That's why she's doing it. 1-800-330-9999. Who's that random jerk in your life, and what's their problem?
Right. What's your problem, bro?
You know who's a jerk?
Who's up?
Now that I'm really thinking about it.
Who's a jerk?
There's this Zumba instructor that I have known literally for 10 years since I've gotten licensed.
Right.
And every single time I see her, and we run in a lot of the same circles.
Girl.
No.
Hey, girl, what's up?
She reintroduces herself to me and pretends like she doesn't know who I am.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Every single time.
She's like, she says her name. She's like, and she puts her hand out, and I'm like, hi, I'm Anna. I'm like,
right. You've met 7 times.
More.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is she doing it on purpose?
And not for nothing. Like, you're memorable enough. Like, I mean, the job aside, even. Like, you got a mouth.
Starting at 9.9, it's Anna and Raven. I'm like, this girl's a jerk.
Yeah. I drive by that guy 3 times a day. I'm a nice guy. And I wave every time, and he walks by my house and just ignores me.
1-800-330-9999. Who's the biggest jerk in your life? We've been talking about this because Raven was upset that his neighbor won't say hello to him.
I mean, everybody else waves. We don't have to be friends, but I mean, I'm trying to give you courtesy as you're walking down the street. I'm swinging way out of the way. I'm at a respectable mile per hour. Yo, give me a wave. Give me a head nod.
Something.
Give me something. Give me something, jerk.
We asked on Facebook, who is the biggest jerk in your life? Peter wrote, my cat. Fair.
Yeah. Yes.
My cats. Dog Lila can be a jerk.
If you've got a cat in the vicinity, a lot of times the cat is the winner.
Yeah, Mike is honest. He says, usually me, but I do my best not to be around people if it can be helped.
That's good.
Right?
Okay.
At least he understands.
That sounds like my buddy Mike. What's his last name?
I'm not going to say it. Diana
it
said,
must have been.
Can I say my teenager? Yeah, I've said my baby before.
Yeah.
She literally just says, dada, my face refuses to say mama.
Teenagers is like a badge of honor, too. Mm-hmm. If they hear you saying it, it's going to be fun.
Rhonda says, my coworker. Yeah, thinks they know it all.
That's
I get
sad.
That. Nikki wrote, my ex-husband decided to have a little girlfriend on the side while we were married. He's more than a jerk, Nikki.
Okay, Nikki, you're really sharing. Right.
Yes.
You're really sharing now, Nikki. Thank you for your participation in the discussion.
Hey, Tana and Raven, who's the biggest jerk in your life?
Oh, my God, the guy at Staples.
What does he do?
And I go there often. He's such a... There's a guy at Staples, and I'm like one of the people who are obsessed with office supplies.
Okay.
You go there, and if you don't buy the extended warranty on anything, He gives you the hardest time.
Oh, yeah. He shames you.
He totally shames you.
Yeah, yeah.
He makes you feel like you're not worthy of that.
Right, right. He warranty shamed you. No, I get it. He warranty shamed you. On the other hand, who is obsessed with office products? This seems strange, and maybe we should give you a phone number, provide you a phone number of somebody to call or something.
Listen, you and my older daughter Hayden are cut from the same cloth. That girl wants to go to Staples all the time. She wants different color highlighters. She wants different Post-its. She's obsessed with office displays.
This is weird. You know, this happens with my wife at the deli from time to time. The guy at the deli counter cheese shames. People ask for Land O'Lakes White American, most popular cheese around, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and he tells them all about how it's not real cheese, how it's cheese food. He shames them. My wife, after 4 or 5 visits telling him, she was like, she told him about himself.
Oh, good.
She was like, yeah, right. Save your cheese shaming.
Start a fight with the deli guy.
Right.
Hi, it's Hannah and Raven. Who's the biggest jerk in your life?
A former jerk is a neighbor of ours who was similar to Raven.
Not similar to me, similar to my jerk.
He walked up and down the street. We're also on the dead end. You'd say hello. He wouldn't acknowledge you.
Yeah.
The family would say hello. The grandkids, the kids, et cetera, wouldn't say anything. And then one day he was out doing some yard work, and my husband and he struck up a conversation. My husband came out and said, oh, by the way, so-and-so is nice. I'm like, okay. He just never said hello. The next day we had a cord of wood on our lawn. It's free.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so now he knew, but he knew he had been a jerk prior. So
but he wouldn't take anything. You know, we offered gift cards. Like,
right.
Bring him some homemade food. He took that. But yeah, he's given us wood over the years.
The cordage is like, you know, that's a dowry. All right. So what he's done is he's made amends right there. It's a treaty. Mm-hmm. It's a treaty offering. So he knew he had been a jerk before.
Just a different personality and very quiet.
Well, this guy stops in front of my house. He needs to say hello. I'm out there working on the car. It's hot.
He doesn't really have to. He's just
a
jerk.
He has to.
He can just be a jerk if he wants to be a jerk.
Still doesn't say hello when you see him.
Right. Right. It's just so weird.
You want to call out the jerk in your life? Call 1-800-330-9999. Tell us, what's their problem? A young boy in Danbury had to be saved by the Danbury Fire Department because his finger was stuck in a seatbelt. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Danbury Fire Department's James Gagliardo, communications officer. So what happened with this kid? How did somebody get their finger stuck in a seatbelt?
Kids just stick their stuff everywhere, Anna's app.
Yes, they do. And actually, this isn't the first time I've seen this with the seatbelt. When they were en route to the hospital, they called our rescue company, which we actually go to the hospital a lot for these kinds of technical removals or rescues. They went up to Danbury ER, and they worked with the ER staff to remove the seat buckle from his finger.
It's a scary thing when you get stuck in something. Doesn't matter if it's your finger or if it's your leg or something. Doesn't matter the size of your appendage. If it's stuck in something, you're just like, is this how I'm going to have to live the rest of my life? And as it starts to swell up and get purple, like, you freak out.
Right.
From what it sounds like, the kid was willing to keep a seatbelt ring for the rest of his life at first, but... And he let us work with him, and we kind of let him be in control of it by telling him, listen, you tell us when to take a break or when to stop, and they worked him through it, and he was a trooper.
Was his mom there? Because I feel like as a mom, I would have a heart attack watching this go down.
Dad was present during the removal process.
Good.
Mom was not there.
Right. Dad slapping him on the back. Man up, kid.
No.
You put your finger in. No, I'm just kidding. That's how they would do it in the 80s.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to cry unless you use your tears to slide out of that seatbelt.
Exactly. We tried all of our, you know, all the tricks. The whole, like, finger removal with a piece of string. We have a small little seatbelt cutter, ring cutter. We tried a couple different tools, but it ended up going down to the Dremel tool. But they were able to do it without any injury to his finger.
All right, well, that's great news. What other strange things have you had to rescue people from?
Right, things that they're stuck in.
Yeah.
Besides cars.
Well, I mean, little objects like this. We call it man and machine kit we carry in the apparatus. And we can get them out of anything, basically. I mean, we've had people come in with their fingers caught in a blender, a meat grinder, you know, a lot of kitchen utensil stuff. And most of the time, they're not really truly mangled and injured. They're just, there's no way to hit reverse, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, no, I 100% get that.
Right. I mean, I'm already skeeved out. Like, all I thought was just kids, you know, getting hung up on swing sets and maybe a couple lonely guys. But now, this is so much more terrifying. I won't even go near the blender.
Right.
Nope, I wouldn't.
I remember when my sister was little, her arm got stuck in it was like a gate, like the, I don't know what they're called. What are they called? The Stokes?
A murderous gate.
No, the things were too close together and she shoved her arm in there and she couldn't get her arm out and they had to cut the gate to get her out.
Oh my gosh.
Do you see a lot of things like that with kids? They're just getting their heads and their arms stuck in places?
It's definitely not just kids. It's adults and kids. They get themselves in all kinds of predicaments, but it's our job to get them out. And these guys are the highest trained and qualified personnel that I know. They could pretty much take on any challenge.
Nice.
My favorite is when I read the stories where the guy like goes to break in a restaurant, ends up down the chimney.
Yeah.
He was upside down for 2 days before you guys found him.
Do you ever catch criminals like this stuck in chimneys?
I have not yet in my career, but I'm sure it's happened before.
James, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it. Communications Director over at Danbury Fire Department. Thank you again, and we wish you the best of luck. Godspeed for all you do.
Right. Stay safe out there, James.
Thanks for having us, guys.
But when did you get stuck, and who had to save you? 1-800-330-9999. Call and share your story. If you missed it a few minutes earlier, Danbury Fire Department was joining us because they were telling us about this boy that had to get his finger cut out of a seatbelt.
Yeah,
he got stuck.
You might have seen it on social media over the last week or so, something like that. I mean, this stuff kind of happens all the time, which he acknowledged.
Right, Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. There's a lot of strange rescues when you work at the fire department.
No question about it. Thank God these guys show up.
Right, but but then we started thinking, like, when did you get stuck that you had to be rescued?
Yeah, I've got one of those friends that he's just overly large, 6'4". He's like a jujitsu master, that type of thing. And of course, when we go to barbecues and you throw some back, you get a little bit rowdy. Same guy who ate the eyes out of the pig at the pig roast.
Okay.
Anyways, he got stuck in one of those little tykes cars. He's like 6'4". He thought it would be fun to get in there and ride around with it like Fred Flintstone at the party. Then he couldn't get out.
Oh, no.
And I had all sorts of tools with me, but we were a little bit worried because I get a little reckless with the Sawzall. When you hit the button, that thing's like, you know, it starts around. You need somebody that's been trained. Luckily, we had some volunteer firefighter buddies that were at the party.
They could figure out how to actually
do it. They literally had to take the entire car apart around him, and it took like an hour and a half. I mean, I just wish that at that point we were all videotaping.
I was going to say, no one took pictures and videoed
it. It was years ago. I mean, if we all had phones on us at that moment, it would have been happening. But, you know, a succession of stills doesn't work like a cartoon paper book when you're doing it for your friend stuck.
I always get stuck in clothing. I had to get cut out of a bridesmaid dress one night.
What?
Yeah. I was a bridesmaid in a wedding.
It feels like a drunk girl thing.
No.
That's what it feels like.
I couldn't get the zipper down. I couldn't get it off. And everybody was trying. And
right.
It hurts now because everyone's pulling so hard.
Uh-huh.
And finally, I was like, just get the kitchen shears.
Where is the line between fun and awkward when how many people are in the dressing room with
so
you trying
people.
To get it off? You know?
Then it becomes
get my
a
husband.
Thing.
He's got good grip. Get right. my husband in
right.
here.
No,
another husband.
Oh, gosh, you know I always get like the high boots. I always get them stuck on my my large calves.
You've told us
it's hard to get those off
over
too.
And over and over again. That's your nightmare,
right?
Being trapped in the boots.
In the boots,
we
have to try
calves.
Them on at Lord and Taylor's, and I can't get them on. My husband's got to pull them off.
Right,
oh.
Friend, oh, husband. It's like you're doing a toe rope. Oh. Right,
right.
I'm three.
1-800-330-9999. When did you get stuck, and how'd you get rescued?
Well, years ago, my stepfather he was hospitalized. And the doctor said to my mom and I, and you can visit him, but don't get him excited because he can have an attack. So, all right, we're sitting there in the room. And you know what? I'm bored. I need to do things all the time. So I sat there and I didn't know that the IV pole, there wasn't any pole in the little hole in the bed. I didn't know it went all the way down, but I stuck my finger in there and I could not get my finger out. And my stepfather, I'm trying to get it out without him noticing. He looks down the end of the bed and he sees, oh my gosh, my finger is stuck in the hole. So now he's breathing. He gets an attack. They have to come in with soap to try to get my finger out of there. And the doctor said, please do not visit him anymore.
Oh my gosh. I would think you're in a hospital. It's the perfect place to be to get
Stay
your finger
away.
Out.
And Ann Raven, when'd you get stuck?
So in seventh grade, I was trying to make my own task in art class about it'd be funny to use all the paper mache. And it dried too fast. So my arm got stuck, and the art teacher totally freaked out because she was like, oh, my God. Like, we couldn't get it off.
Right, I'm going to lose my job. Oh, my God, I trapped this child. I let this child do this thing in the room. What did you guys have to do?
She ended up using, like, this crazy, like, art tool she had in the classroom. I don't think she wanted anyone to know I did it.
Right, right. She pulled out her switchblade and cut this thing off. I mean, you're lucky you're not scarred for life from this thing.
Oh, she went to the car and got her sword.
I know.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. I definitely scarred her for life.
Right.
No, no, no.
I also was scarred for life.
You know, newspaper seems so benign. Not going to hurt you.
Not till you add glue and
right.
water.
You combine it with that. You get big problems.
How did you get stuck? 1-800-330-9999. And how did you get rescued? When did you get stuck? We're talking about it this morning. Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. A poor boy in Danbury got his finger stuck in a seatbelt, and the Danbury Fire Department had to come cut it out. So it got us thinking, like, that happens. You get stuck. Right. It's embarrassing. You got to get rescued somehow.
I had a buddy. We almost had to sawzall out of it a little Tykes thing at a barbecue party. Luckily, we had some firefighters hanging out there.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. When did you get stuck? How did you get rescued?
My son got his finger stuck in a syringe.
In a syringe.
Oh, I could see that happening. Did they separate it and then he was playing with it?
Yeah, he stuck his finger in it and I turned purple and blue and white. So I called 911 and we had to pour olive oil in it.
Yeah. I can 100% see that happening because sometimes, like, I play with it. Like, you know.
Well, stop playing. You're a grown woman.
Well, because it comes, like, in the kids' Advil and the kids' Tylenol.
Okay, but what does that have to do? It looks so much like a toy you have to play with.
And I'm just saying you're on the phone. You're not paying attention. You're putting your pinky in there.
That's
and you
completely
don't realize
irresponsible.
That it's a lot of suction.
It's a lot of excuses. Right. Just don't put your finger in there, NSF.
All right. I'm just saying.
Thank you for the call, ma'am. Let this be a safety warning to all children.
Don't put your finger in there.
And adults that are easily distracted because it looks like a toy. Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you get stuck?
My son got stuck. He was young, and he was getting into a van, so I gently pushed him a little bit, and he slipped, and the seatbelt went through his ear.
Wait a minute. Oh. The seatbelt went through his ear?
Yes, he had to have surgery in his ear to repair it. It went through his. You know how on the, it was the one sitting in the on the console on the floor.
Yeah, you gently pushed him. It sounds like you drop kicked.
I did.
You drop kicked.
No.
You drop kicked your son.
No, I didn't.
I don't think she dropped kicked.
Thank God there were no
son.
Cell phones and cameras back then. All right, you know.
There wasn't. He's 44 now. So yeah,
right. It was. He knows that you drop kicked him. I'm sure he knows, and he says
I didn't. I was just hurrying him along. A little bit, and he slipped and went right through his ear.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you get stuck and have to be rescued?
Yes, a few years ago, I worked at the mall, and when I was closing up, I pulled the gate, the storefront gate, and I had a ring on my ring finger, and somehow it came entwined in the gate, and sure enough, the Danbury Fire Department came and saved me, too.
They're everywhere.
Well,
never a dull moment.
I guess they're doing their job.
Right. On the other hand, I'd love to be stuck in the mall, just not stuck in the gate with my hand actually stuck in there. Like, I don't even know if I'd call anybody if I got stuck in the store at the mall. I think I'd just wait it out till the morning.
No, that's embarrassing.
I'd just be asleep in there. You know, like, they'd come in.
Finger was turning black, and it was black and blue.
Oh, that sounds scary. Awful.
Thank you for the call.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you get stuck?
I got my tongue stuck on an aluminum screen door in the wintertime.
Mm, you deserved it. All right. Yeah. Haven't you ever seen A Christmas Story? Come on, people.
I did.
I have. I think I did it first. I'm older than The Christmas Story.
My mom
had to pour warm water over my tongue to get it loose.
No, I did that to the when I was little. I watched that movie for the first time, and I did it on the freezer door.
Immediately walked in and decided to give it a shot. That won't really happen.
I didn't believe it would really happen.
It
works. Your tongue gets stuck. It's true. I had to pull it off, and then I had this big oval scar on my tongue for a long time until it regenerated kind of like a starfish.
You know what is scary? When you wash your hands and then you want a drink after that, like you you run into the kitchen, you wash your hands because you're like, I want to get a drink. You reach in there to grab some ice and throw in your cup. Every one of those ice cubes will stick to your hand, even if you dried your hand.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm not going to live like this.
You have a story too? 1-800-330-9999. When did you get stuck and how'd you get rescued? When did you get stuck and how did you get rescued? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Danbury Fire Department joined us earlier because they were talking about this boy got his finger stuck in a seatbelt and they had to cut it out.
Yeah.
I think everybody's got a story like that, right?
Either you got yourself in a strange situation where you got stuck or you saw somebody else do it. There's been a lot of these calls. It's unbelievable. Everybody wants to share.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
So it was really quite embarrassing. But I got this new couch, and I was one of those women who thought I could do everything by myself. Mm-hmm. So I got the couch into my car, got the couch out of my car, and at the time I lived on the third floor apartment, and I got the couch into the front foyer and realized I was out of my mind. I could not get the couch up the stairs.
Oh, so difficult.
So I decided to take it down the stairs into the basement, and I promptly got stuck between the wall of the basement, the hard concrete, and the couch.
Right.
And I was stuck there for hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you have your phone?
Yeah. Right?
How did you get out?
I didn't have my phone. I had to just stay there for the longest time.
Right.
I was crying. There was nobody home in the other apartments. I'm yelling for help. Nobody's home. And finally realized, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to get myself out or I'm sleeping here.
Gosh, that's awful.
And
Yeah, it was awful. And I squeezed and pushed and pulled and probably took me another hour, but managed to scrape myself out. I had cuts and bruises all over my body. And then worse comes to worse, the couch never made it up the stairs. It never fit in my apartment, and I had to get rid of the couch.
Yeah, that happens all the time in apartments, right? We have to I've seen people cut an arm off a couch to get it into an apartment, you know?
I can't believe you thought you were going to be able to get a couch right up three flights of stairs.
But, you know, the cuts and the scrapes and the bruises is better than having to ask the creepy super to get you out of the couch, the one that you think's been watching you in the shower anyways.
Right.
This was better. You were on your own.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you get stuck and how did you get rescued?
I've been married for at least 13 years now, and my wedding band all of a sudden just started to get really loose, and I was in the shower, and it literally fell off of my hand. So I put it on my middle finger, took a shower, and then went to bed. I forgot to take it off. And in the morning, when I got up, it was really tight on my finger. My husband and I tried everything that we could do to take it off. It was getting black and blue and swollen and everything. We looked on YouTube, tried everything. And it so happened that he was like, I'm going to cut this ring off your finger or you're going to go to the hospital. So he had a tool that can cut through anything. And he cut my wedding band off of my finger, and I was crying.
Well, I mean, better to lose that than to lose the finger, right? We can repair the ring, but that is scary. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, I'm not sure I'm trusting my spouse with that.
I know.
I'm like, you know what? Nope, call the firefighters. Call somebody. Call anybody.
Literally anybody to show
up here. A locksmith to show up in a stained T-shirt. Literally anybody but my wife. Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you get stuck, and how did you get rescued?
So it wasn't me, but it was my best friend when we were about 10. My mom was helping us play hide and go seek. She got the bright idea to hide my friend inside of the washing machine.
Oh, boy.
This is back when washing machines had agitators.
Oh, boy.
And her hair got stuck at the bottom of the agitator.
Oh,
and they called the fire department.
Oh, my gosh. That is scary.
Did you have to cut her hair off?
They had to cut her hair. They had to cut her pigtail off and take apart my mother's washer.
Oh,
it's a loss on both sides. It's a loss on both sides.
Oh, that is horrific.
Right, it was a loss on both sides, but it was a memory I'll never forget.
Right. They're there to save a life or to free somebody. They're not there for Maytag. So that washer machine is not coming back.
Man, you never forget a situation like that. You hate washing machines forever after
right,
that.
Right, right. It's like a terrifying furnace down in the basement when it makes noise. Like, you never want to see that thing again.
She doesn't ever do laundry. She just buys new clothes. She's 45 years old now. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you get stuck and have to be rescued?
This is Scott from Reading. I was in my dad had a barrel. It was about 4 feet tall and like 2 feet in diameter. I was 10 or 11 years old playing hide and seek in the basement with my brother and his friend. And I hid in there and I just crouched down and I got stuck and I was crying and screaming. My brother was laughing at me for the longest time. And then my dad came along and he used a hacksaw to cut the top ring off the thing and a box cutter to get it open. But it was scary.
Yeah, it does sound scary because that barrel was meant for a body. That's why your dad had it down there.
He
didn't know whose body it was going to be, but he had it saved there.
He didn't want it to be yours. That's for sure.
It was nearly mine.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Stacy and Kai. Stacy, let's start with you. What's going on?
We're having a baby. It's our first together. I have two other children. We've figured out a name for the baby. He's let me choose the name that I've had picked out my whole life. But he didn't like the middle name. So I said, okay, you can pick the middle name. And he picked Faith, which I was like, oh, that's great. I really like that. But all of a sudden, he was like, no, I want to spell it with an E at the end or F-A-Y-T-H instead of like the standard Faith. And I was like, wait a minute. Now this changes everything. And he feels like because I've named my other two kids that he should just be able to give it a weird spelling name. And he's got a weird spelling name, which I love his name, but like people don't know how to pronounce it. So I'm like, people are going to be like Faith A, Faith. They're not going to know how to say her middle name. So I feel like he should understand that.
I mean, you bring up a good point. And Stacey, I've always wondered, like, you know, I'm all about giving different names to kids. I think it's kind of nice and beautiful. But I never understood the people that purposely spell it wrong. That to me, that was always something I thought was strange. So, Kai, Faith is pretty much spelled the same way. Why would you want to change that?
It's the old school way of spelling it. That's the way it was like originally spelled. I don't know. I think it's different, unique. It is only like the middle name. Like no one's really going to see it that much. And I don't even get to name. Listen, I never even got to name the cat in our house. Like, right. Everybody names everything.
Right, right. I know how it is.
All I want is an E. And we actually watched a movie the other day, and she blocked out the TV because somebody spelled their name Faith with an E in the movie.
Oh, my gosh. So somebody else has done this right here. I mean, because at first when you say this is how they did it in old times, I'm wondering, did they or did they just not know how to spell? Like, I mean, if somebody, you know, chalked this on a rock or something like that 5,000 years ago with tools as a caveman, that doesn't really count for modern times. But I do like it. On the other hand, you know, you could look at it too, like maybe you're a hip-hop artist. You want to keep it with some flavor, all right? So I respect that.
Just put a dollar sign right in the middle of it.
Right.
Right.
I like that, you know?
All right, so what we do is we ask our audience what they think. And Stacy, they may agree with you. It's ridiculous. You chose the name Faith, and now you're going to spell it the way that it's supposed to be spelled, so your child doesn't have to be ridiculed their whole life. But they may also see Kai's point, too, that poor guy never gets to choose anything.
Right, right. You picked out the sofa. You picked out the car. You picked out dinner. He's getting the middle name. Nobody's even going to see it.
I mean, in his defense, Stacy, he even let you pick the first name. So they may also see his side. Like, listen, you want to put a random Y in there or E at the end, just go for it. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Stacy and Kai are having a baby, and Stacy has named the first name. We don't know what it is. It's a secret. And she said, fine, Kai, you can do the middle name, anything you want. So Kai came up with Faith, which is a beautiful middle name.
Right.
The only thing is he wants to just add letters to it and spell it wrong, and she says that's ridiculous. We're going to spell it the way we're supposed to spell it.
But whose rule is that? We're supposed to spell it that way because what? Because they use that in the English language? Everybody's making weird names nowadays. He didn't even get to name the cat Anna Zapp.
Honda of Westport, Couples Court, Star 99.9, 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I am 100% on Stacy's side because there's only one way to spell Faith. No one's going to know how to pronounce it.
He wanted to either put an E at the end or put a Y inside of Faith, which to me sounds...
Yeah, and then it's Faithy. Everyone's going to call her Faithy.
Faithy.
I doubt that. I don't agree with either of you, but thank you for the call.
You want to chime in too? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Choosing a baby name is certainly no easy decision. And that's why Stacy and Kai, now that they're expecting, Stacy's like, I got this covered. I've got the perfect first name. It's the name that I've been thinking about my whole life for if we have this child. Kai's like, okay, but I get to pick the middle name.
Right. I mean, she's got two other kids from a previous relationship. She got to name them. She got to name the cat. She got to name... The only thing he's got is a goldfish.
It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. Now they want to name the middle name Faith. That's what Kai came up with. Stacy's cool with that, but he wants to spell it with a Y in the middle, put an E at the end, all kinds of stuff. And she's like, no. We're going to spell Faith the way it's spelled, the normal American English way.
Step off my name in here, all right? This is my area. That's your area.
Honda of Westport, Couples Court, Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999.
I'm on the guy's side. I just feel bad because he said he didn't even get to name the cat.
Right. Right.
So anyway, I feel like the middle name is like not really used much, and I'm all for unique anyway.
Right. I mean, if you're going to have a name that you hate, let's just be honest, as greedy people, that's where you would stash it. All right? So give it up for the guy. Let him stash that name there.
All right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side, but conditionally. No Y, but the E on the end is fine.
So you have a preference, right? So you are the same, like you have your own preference, and then your way is fine and no other way.
This girl that my little sister went to school with, her name was Chashley, and her mom spelled it K-H-A-S-L-I-E. And at a talent show when she was in fifth grade, the poor kid that was announcing her didn't know how to say her name and said Chashley. So the Y in the middle, I think, is different, but my name is Faye, and I don't have the E on the end, which is the traditional spelling. And I have absolutely seen Faith with an E on the end. So I think the E on the end is fine.
But so wait, let me...
And he should get to pick a name.
So what year was this talent show? What grade was this talent show?
It was a fifth grade talent show.
Right. Okay, so an 8-year-old could not pronounce the name, could not read the name correctly. And so for that, we've made a life decision about somebody else.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on his side. I think that they should go for it.
the middle name. Nobody's going to see it. She can always use her middle initial on her resume. It's fine.
Right. And don't you know that this is how celebrities become huge, all right? Don't they know that? I mean, you want this kid to be a movie star? Give him a weird name. That's the way to do it.
That's what Brad Pitt said. Wait a minute. Nope, that seems normal.
Hey, Anna and Raven, who's side are you on?
I'm on the dad's side.
Tell us why.
I think he could call her. He could call her Faithy.
Faithy. People see either people hate Faithy or they like Faithy. Remember, this is a middle name. It's not a first name.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
I don't actually think it's all that confusing. F A Y T H looks like Faith. I mean, it sounds like Faith. If you sounded it out, it sounds like Faith. But you put an E on the end of Faith, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's all that odd. It's like an H on Sarah. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, but it's not the way it's spelled.
I don't know. These are rules. Just rules, Anna Zapp.
I can't believe how many are siding with Kai this morning and not with Stacey. Okay, we're going to get to the verdict. It's coming up next right here on Star 99.9. Honda of Westport Couples Court. Stacey and Kai have a baby on the way. And Stacey's had a first name that she's been holding on to forever. And Kai's cool with that. He's like, yeah, it's a good name.
Go nuts.
But he says, I want to have the middle name. She's like, that is fair. And he says, I want to name the middle name Faith of our baby. And she says, that's great. And he says, I want to put a Y in the middle and an E at the end and
not
spell
both,
it that way.
Not both, one or the other.
And she goes, why are we going to give our baby a weird spelling middle name? It doesn't make any sense at all. There's one way to spell Faith. Let's just spell it the right way. And he is sticking to his guns on this. What do you think? Well, the votes have gone back and forth. But ultimately, here's the verdict.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Kai, our audience agreed with you this morning. You never have a chance to name anything or anyone. So here's your opportunity. If you want to put a Y in there, an E in there, a dollar sign in there, an exclamation point in there, a random space for no apparent reason, all the power to you.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, audience. Thank you for my E. I finally get to name one thing that's not a goldfish.
Fine, you can have an E, but no Y.
I think, it's important. Obviously, Kai has been joking and happy throughout the situation. He's got lots to celebrate, but I think this actually means more to him than we might think. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy for you and your victory.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
We wish you both the best of luck. And if you have an issue, too, send us an email, couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved if I had $200 in my back pocket right now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Jamie, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Hey, good luck, Jamie.
Okay.
Thank you.
Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions, Jamie. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, I give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub, okay?
Okay.
Number one, ahead of his new astronaut movie, Ad Astra, coming out, Brad Pitt asked an actual astronaut in space who was more believable as an astronaut, Clooney or him? What 2013 astronaut movie did George Clooney star in with Sandra Bullock?
Pass.
Number two, Taylor Swift has joined The Voice Season 17 as a mega mentor. Taylor Swift is famous for playing the banjo, the ukulele, the piano, and this famous instrument.
The violin.
Number three, Netflix paid $500 million for Seinfeld, but now HBO Max has paid reportedly between $600 million and $1 billion for streaming rights to The Big Bang Theory. Who played Penny?
Myla Blacko? I forgot her name.
Okay. Number four, Peter Weber has been announced as the next Bachelor for season 24. What color is the rose that they use?
Red.
And number five, Nick Carter filed a restraining order against his brother Aaron for his alarming behavior. What boy band is Nick Carter in?
NSYNC.
Let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yo!
Okay, Jamie got one right.
Jamie, not too good.
Oh, God.
Well, I don't know what's happening.
Terrible.
This week. Oh, maybe I'm making these questions too hard. I don't know. All right, number one. Ahead of his new astronaut movie, Ad Astra, coming out, Brad Pitt asked an actual astronaut in space who was more believable as an astronaut, Clooney or him?
Hmm.
What 2013 astronaut movie, did George Clooney star in with Sandra Bullock?
Are you seriously going to ask me space movie questions? Come on, man. That's Gravity.
Gravity is correct. You guys are tied at one. Number two, Taylor Swift has joined The Voice Season 17 as a mega mentor.
Right.
Taylor Swift is famous for playing the banjo, the ukulele, the piano, and this famous instrument.
Well, the one she plays all the time, the guitar.
The guitar is correct. Teardrops on my guitar. Number three,
we're not allowed to sing.
I know, but I really love that song.
You know what? I sing all the time.
Yeah.
You know, feel your singing.
Jamie, you've already lost to Raven, but let's keep going. Number three, Netflix paid $500 million for Seinfeld, but now HBO Max has reportedly paid almost $1 billion for the streaming rights to Big Bang Theory. Who played Penny?
Kaley Cuoco.
That's right. Number four, Peter Weber has been announced as the next Bachelor for season 24. What color is the rose that they use?
Oh, God. I'm just going to guess that it's red.
Red is correct. And number five.
I was ready for the Peter Weber question. I was.
You were?
Yes.
Good. Number five. Nick Carter filed a restraining order against his brother Aaron for his alarming behavior. What boy band is Nick Carter in?
Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys is correct. Oh. I'm sorry, Jamie. He beat you 5-1 this morning.
It's Jamie from Milford, and I can't beat Raven.
Thank you for trying, Jamie. Another shot for you to beat Raven coming up tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. If you want that cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions, make sure you're listening at 5:30 this afternoon to Kevin Begley.
Better luck next time.
In a world filled with negativity and bad news, Anna and Raven want you to tell them something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
Oh, share your stories of good things that have happened to you. 1-800-330-9999. Raven, I'm reading this story, and I got to be honest. You know, we're training for the Sono half, and Raven and I are running in the 5K.
I was going to say, we are not running in the half.
We're running in the 5K. Right, but it's the Sono half. And I have to be honest, is that I didn't think it was going to be this hard. Like, the training has been like consistent, and I didn't think it would be that hard to run 3 miles. It really is. And it's been kind of...
Did you run
like,
yesterday?
I had to teach a Zumba class yesterday.
I had a hard run yesterday, but I feel good today, but I had a hard run yesterday.
It was rough. You know, and when you take yourself out of your comfort zone and you do something so physical like that, like it's good when you complete it. But, man, there's times when I just think, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this.
If everybody wasn't listening and if we weren't going head to head, you might.
I might have quit.
You might have ducked out of this one.
Right.
And that's not in your nature.
Right. But there's a 37-year-old cancer survivor from Colorado. Her name is Sarah Thomas. And she just became the first person, not even the first woman, the first person in the world to swim across the English Channel 4 times back to back.
Right. She's a UConn alumni, too. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
She's a graduate of UConn.
That's
so she's
fantastic.
Got some Connecticut roots here.
Yeah.
Went to college up here. I saw that yesterday on the news, too. What an incredible story.
She swam 130 miles in 54 hours, so she had to sleep through the night.
Can you imagine swimming the English Channel, all right? And then you get there, and you're like, all right. Turn around and go back.
4 times.
That seems like the longest, I don't know. I don't know how long it took, but it's the longest year of my life. It's going to be for the rest of my life. I'm not doing anything else.
She had breast cancer diagnosis last year.
Unbelievable.
It didn't stop her. She got stung in the face by a jellyfish.
Of course, at the very least.
Here she is talking about it.
I was really just pretty numb. There was a lot of people on the beach to meet me and wish me well, and that was really nice of them, but I feel just mostly stunned right now. I just can't believe that we did it.
That feeling of excitement, of accomplishment, of being able to reach your dream, that's a good feeling.
It's an amazing, amazing feat. No question about it. Again, UConn graduate. It's a pretty cool story there.
Yeah, I hear that. I'm like, I can run 3.1 miles. Like, I can figure it out.
You don't have a choice.
Right.
You need to finish.
Okay.
Right.
A little inspiration. You want to chime in, too. We always want to hear your stories of good. 1-800-330-9999. Tell us something good.